Now that the Christmas holiday is over, we turn our attention on today's Thursday edition of Farm Time to some very current and timely agricultural news. As you know, Congress has passed a continuing resolution which funded the government through mid-March. Included in that legislation, some very important ag measures.
While that specific measure funds the government through mid-March, included in the legislation was a second one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill and agricultural-focused disaster assistance, $21 billion for weather and wildfire events, plus an additional $10 billion to row crop farmers, whose gross revenue for this year's crop falls below cost of production. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Also, a last-minute Court of Appeals ruling could put tens of thousands of farmers in legal crosshairs for failing to register their businesses with the federal government. Farmers who operate corporations and limited liability companies are once again required to file beneficial ownership information with the U.S. Department of Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, or face stiff fines or jail times. A federal district court ruled earlier this month to halt that requirement. However, just before Christmas, the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit lifted that injunction, meaning a January 1st, 2025 deadline was back in effect. However, now the deadline has been extended to January 13th for companies founded before 2024 to file. Farmers are encouraged to contact an accountant or attorney if they're unsure whether they're required to file their businesses, BOI, with FinCEN. Many times it seems there's a lot of late-breaking news stories occurring around the holidays, and this year was no exception. The trade dispute with Mexico over genetic modification of exported corn has concluded, and the U.S. won. A trade dispute panel has ruled that Mexico's restrictions on U.S. genetically modified corn exports violates the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, handing the Biden administration a major trade victory in its final weeks. The U.S. Trade Representative's office said the panel ruled in favor of all seven U.S. legal claims in the long-running case. I hope you and your family had a very good and enjoyable Christmas yesterday. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.